Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome, America. Glad you're listening to us here today, wherever you happen to be living. Weather's getting a little better for us. Hopefully, we're getting down into a turndown after a couple of tough, tough weeks. And tough for me down here. You know, I live down the deep south in the New Orleans, Baton Rouge area. I've had some real tough choices. I want to rub it into you folks up north. Some days I had to wear long pants instead of shorts when I went out to the golf course to play golf for the last week or two. It's really been rough on us. I mean, actually, we've actually felt a chill. I've had to start getting my sweaters out. So that's been difficult for me, and I know it's been difficult for you. I'm not making fun of you. I know a lot of you have gone through so darn much. You're listening to us on the Jim Brown Common Sense program all over the country. At a number of new stations, we're growing just leaps and bounds, and I want to welcome, we have you had you before here for a couple of months, but some great listeners in Paducah, Kentucky, which is in the western part of Kentucky, between St. Louis and maybe some of the Tennessee cities, Spanish Fork, Utah, Delta, Utah, all out there around the Salt Lake City area. Of course, we've got a lot of diehards in the South. Jackson, Mississippi, good listeners there. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Macomb, Mississippi. Over in Texas, a number of stations in Texas. The newest station over there is Freer, Texas, which is below San Antonio down there south of the border. I told those folks in Freer I'd come over and do a show. Idabel, Oklahoma, that's on the eastern border. Very mountainous. You think of Oklahoma as being very flat with nothing but oil wells. But in Idabel, it's very mountainous. Great trout fishing up there. Get over 1 million people a year who come and visit. Enjoy the cool weather in the summer. We're glad to have them here. And then, of course, all our Louisiana stations in Monroe, Louisiana, WYBO up there in Monroe, Lafayette, KVOL, Slidell, Louisiana. Got a number of Louisiana stations down here we broadcast out of New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So we welcome you all who've joined us here in the last month. We're growing leaps and bounds. And I also want to welcome our Internet audience. We get about 20% of our website and listener audience from outside the United States. A lot of people in China listen to this show. I'm sure they're either Americans who want to stay tuned in to what's happening in the country, or they're Chinese wanting to learn English. And we're glad to be a part of that effort in Asia and all over the world. So welcome to you folks listening far and wide. We're glad you're joining us here on Genesis on the Jim Brown Common Sense program. You can find out what's going on the show, keep updated on all types of current events, have some fun with some funny videos you'll find on my website, which is www.jimbrownusa.com. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. I welcome your emails. You can find our email address on that website, and we hope you'll stay tuned and be a regular listener here on our program. Really glad to have you here as we get into the spring. By the way, this is a special year. You know, 2011, if you're a numerologist, the number one, obviously, first book in the Bible, primo, the premier number, the beginning, the starting of everything is number one. And it's kind of interesting. Let me give you a little tip to take. First of all, we have some unusual dates this year. We've got 1-1-11, first day of the year, and 1-11-11. Then when we get into November, you've got 11-1-11 and 11-11-11. So you rarely have that combination. If you look at any other year, you may have two of those combinations. Rarely do you have four, all based on the number one. Now, I'll give you a little test to take. Write this down. A little test you can take you'll find really interesting about this year. Take the last two digits of the year you were born. What year were you born? I was born in 1940, so it would be 40. I would take the last two digits of the year I was born. Add to that your present age you will turn this year. So in my case, I was born in 1940, so I take 40. I'll turn 71 this year. I add 1940, I was born in 71. What do you get? Add it up. Get the ones. You see how the ones come out? Do it yourself. Take the year you were born, the last two digits, add to that the age you'll turn this year, put them together and see what you get. Interesting, huh? The one is the dominating number. Take that test and see if you don't find that of real interest as I have. A lot of people have been amazed when they try to figure that out. I don't know what you read into it, but you have a lot of fun doing so, right? Several things happening. You've got a lot to talk about here on the show today. You know, they're closing a lot of post offices down where I live. The plan is to shut down some 2,000 money-losing post stations and branches and to abandon another 400-plus sites that were previously closed, and they had some damage. Just going to let them go. So 2,500 locations. That's a tough one. We're trying to save money on a national level, and We've got to adapt. We've got to adapt. First of all, do we need Saturday mailing anymore? Now, I know that a lot of people, particularly senior citizens, that really like to get their mail, it's a way of them staying in touch. I hope that they will realize, and we all will accept the fact, that 5 days a week of mail is about, that's still good. We get our money, whether our mail on Monday morning, you get it all week long. We cut out one day, there's going to be some tremendous savings right there. We're also going to have to be a little bit more creative. You know, we're in a time of the Internet to where you email so much and the mail rates are way, way down. Then you've got UPS and FedEx and all these private services where so many packages are being sent. It's just so convenient for me to go to one of those little mailbag stores. I got a little account with them. I send a lot out. I have a little publishing company called the Lisbon Press. Get a lot of information about the Lisbon Press on our website. But I send out lots of books. It's just so easy for me just to put them in an envelope or just take them up to the bookstore and say, hey, mail all this out. They have my account information. All I do is drop it off. I return things, send things to my kids all over the country. It's just become such a convenience. I've got a great group that work at our local post office, but there's always lines that have to wait. Got to give them my credit card, go through all that procedure. All I do at one of these little local mailbag locations is say, here it is, take care of it, put it in my account. And so, and then UPS and most of these services will actually pick up your home. Now, the post office will do that to some degree, too. Also on the Internet, you see, you can get postage stamps printed. You can put in a credit card and actually print your postage stamps right off of the Internet. So you don't even need to go there to get stamps anymore. I think we need to kind of get a little bit more creative, quite frankly, in using grocery stores and gas stations where there'll be a mail drop-off. You can also buy stamps there, too. If we'll do that and give many more locations for dropping things off, a little weighing there, they have those in the post office. You weigh your package, it tells you how much you pay, and you can simply get the postage there. Well, you don't need to have a post office place to do that. You can do that in the supermarket. You know, our banks are in the supermarket now. You can do that in the pick-a-pack store, the nicer gas stations that have a little postal service off to the side. That's how it works all over Europe. And in many places in the world, they don't have the big post office out there. Look, it's great to have your local post office. When I was living in my hometown of Faraday, a lot of people would meet at the post office. You'd come over there and chew the fat, and they had a little coffee shop right next door. Let's go get coffee. And that was a wonderful way of life, but that's passed us by with the Internet, with these private services, and with the overall cost of operating. So I think we're going to have to realize that we've got to operate differently. The end of the world is not going to come if we don't have six-day mail service rather than five-day mail service. Also a challenge for those of you who are not on the Internet, get involved. A lot of people tell me, oh, that's just beyond me. I can't do that. My mother was 90 years old. She says, Jim, I've got to learn how to get on the Internet because if I don't, I can't stay in touch with my grandchildren. You see, they email and they send pictures, and I can't get them. And I know they love me and want to stick something in the mail, but their lives don't operate like that. So I'm 90 years old. Can you help me? And you know what I did? I found an AARP group, a group down here called the Cajun Clickers, and they help senior citizens learn. Mother went down, took a couple of courses. We all kind of work with her. And there's some nice little services, too, by the way, where you can also have an email account where she only receives her email and makes it very, very simple for her. I got her one of those boxes. Then she got to the point where she could do her own emailing. So it really gives you a number of options out there for senior citizens. To tell me you're too old, you can't get on the Internet and buy your postage or communicate with your grandkids, it's because you just, unless you're handicapped, it's because you don't think you can make the effort. It's not that you don't want to make the effort, you just feel like you can't do it. It's very intimidating. And I've got to tell you, it is intimidating. If you go to my website, www.jimbrownusa.com, we have a staff here that helps me do it. But I can just about post anything on that website. I can communicate in so many ways, send film and video, pictures galore to my kids, grandkids, and all of my family. I've learned to do that in a later time of my life, and you can too. So I would urge you to do it as we look at the changes in how we operate in this country. We're going to have to do that if we're going to be competitive worldwide, if we're going to be able to make the numbers work, if we're going to be able to pay the bills. You just got to take that approach. So anyway, I share that with you, and I hope you will take some time to learn how to get on the Internet if you're not also, because I'm getting email hits from all over the world. 22% of all the traffic on our website comes from outside the United States. We have a tremendous audience, and if you want to sign up for our regular email newsletters, go to www.jimbrownusa.com. There's a box in the upper right side where you can plug in your information and get my regular email and news updates. Glad to have you do so. You'll have some fun on that website. Download my free app also, too. It's just simply Jim Brown at the App Store. Okay, glad you're spending some time with us today. We'll take a pause and come back on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, so many of you have a fascination about the city of New Orleans down here where we broadcast from, and certainly it is a very unique city and one of the most interesting cities in the world. So many fascinating tales I can tell you. I was educated there. I've worked there for years. And there's so many things, the food and the culture and, of course, the music. But one of the most troubling things to me, and I want to talk about it here today with you all over the country because your communities have the same problem, is that unfortunately New Orleans is off to a fast start in this new year to maintain its perennial title of being the murder capital of America. When this city celebrated Martin Luther King Day here a couple of weeks ago, five people were shot on that one day. Violent deaths. Just a few killings often seem to be a good day down here. First killing took place on day two of the new year. In the few short weeks since then, I think we're preaching 20, 25 murders have been chalked up. At this rate, New Orleans could be on its way to a new high of being the murder capital of America. Any murder is tragic, but I can share a story with you. We can weave through crime lore of the Crescent City, they call it, because it's right on a crescent, a turn of the Mississippi River, to see how some deaths just can't be explained. The locals often seem to shrug and accept the blood flowing as a price you pay for living, and what, as I said, often ranks as America's most interesting city. Violence seems to be an integral part of the gumbo that blends a different genre of street smells, music, spices, poverty, and the minions of eccentric but really lovable characters down here. But then the killings. Then the killings. The one that got me the worst. I was broadcasting out of New Orleans on WRNO, the main talk station down there, and part of this Genesis group. And there was a death a couple of years ago by a little boy. His name was Juwan Powell, 2 years old. Lived in New Orleans with his mother. His father, a guy named Danny Platt, came to pick up Juwan for a weekend visit. The boy, according to his mother, was really excited. Oh, my daddy's here, he beamed as he ran to the door. Daddy, daddy, daddy. His mother said he was so happy. Then his daddy drove off with little Juwan, took a knife, slit this little boy's throat, and allowed the toddler to bleed to death. I mean, it's impossible to make any sense or even find the words to define such a ghastly act. Horrifying, shocking, sickening, abhorrent, repugnant. No thoughts can describe such a dastardly deed of unspeakable horror. Now, the father, this guy Platt, claimed, well, he had a whole bunch of reasons for taking this little boy's life. He said, I had a lot of pressure on me. But he denied that one of his reasons was the $4,000 in back child support he owed to the boy's mother. Well, a hogwash. He did it to keep from paying the money. Tough, tough thing to relive. In a city that has the highest per capita murder rate in the nation, where multiple killings often happen on a daily basis, a town that is rated as one of the five most dangerous cities in the world, it is still incomprehensible to me to imagine that a father could take a knife and plunge it into the throat of his two-year-old child. How could anyone kill their own son? It's not a unique question, by the way. The question is posed in the book of Genesis as to whether a father could kill his own son, even at the urging of God himself. According to the scripture in the first book of the Bible, Abraham, the Jewish patriarch, was told by God to kill his son Isaac to show his obedience to God. Now, it was a test. It was supposed to be a test. And when God was apparently satisfied that Abraham would undertake such an appalling act, he called out for Abraham to stop. But how does a believer like Abraham respond if he has been asked to sacrifice his one and only son? And then there's the separate question. How could a loving God even put one of his followers to such a test? Why would any being, God or man, force such a horrendous choice? I know it's to show obedience, but you know, God is supposed to be a loving God. Through grace, you accept the Lord. That troubles me, and I've brought this up before, and I'm sure I'm going to get some listeners out there going to take offense with me for even bringing up the subject. But it's there. It's in the Bible. I can't accept any test to kill your own child. I just can't accept that. Bob Dylan poignantly and pointedly asked the same question. Remember the title track of his album, I think back in 1965, Highway 61 Revisited? Highway 61 runs from Duluth, Minnesota, all the way down to New Orleans. It was a major transfer route, you might recall, to get out of the Deep South, particularly for African Americans traveling north to Chicago, St. Louis, and Memphis, as the highway followed the Mississippi River Valley for most of its 1,400 miles. Interesting song. It puts to the test the moral dilemma of killing one's own child at the request of the Almighty. Dylan raises the same concerns about God's actions that really I felt for years. The lyrics, you listen to this one part of the lyrics. Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe says, man, you must be putting me on. God says, no, Abe. Abe says, what? God says, you can do what you want, Abe, but the next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe says, where do you want the killing done? God says, out on Highway 61, right through New Orleans. So an American's poet troubadour picks a location to symbolize one of the most heart-wrenching choices posed by God to man, a choice, by the way, that I personally think is dead wrong for God to pose in the first place. The heart and soul of the dilemma runs right through New Orleans, the Crescent City, on Highway 61. Since the killing of Little Shawan, there have been a series of other family murders in New Orleans. Just a few days after his killing, after he was killed, a son killed his 73-year-old mother, who was a member of her church choir. He stabbed her repeatedly with a butcher knife and robbed her. Why? He needed money to buy drugs. New Orleans is a city, as I told you, where I was educated, where I've worked and lived off and on for some 50 years. It's a real tragedy to see the will and the hopes of so many locals seem to slowly drift away. And let's face it, no outside help is going to sweep in and solve the city's massive list of problems. That's going to be up to those who lead the city. And New Orleans needs political leadership, increased community activism, more public dollars into law enforcement, a renewed focus on juvenile delinquency. I can go on and on and on. But, you know, there has to be a will. All those people have, and I know that they're deeply concerned. I have so many family members that live in New Orleans, but they just got to say enough is enough. We just can't take it anymore. All this can make a difference, and all this can be done. But I guess it all begins right here at home on Highway 61. So I share that with you because it's such a tragic thing to see that city get off to such a difficult start with the murder rate. Who was the great author I like so much? Tom Robbins. Love Tom Robbins' work. He said, there are many things worth living for, a few things worth dying for, and nothing worth killing for. Well, New Orleans, you got your work cut out for you. You're there on Highway 61. We've got to find a way to stop the killings down there. Jim Brown here on Common Sense Program. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can read that column, those comments, and a number of other insights that I give. Have some funny things, too, to lighten it up a little bit. So check out my website. You can sign up for weekly newsletters. Get the free new app you can download, jimbrownusa.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit proflowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
At the top of the hour, we've got Tiffy Hedren, who was in that great Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds, joining us here. Right now, I've got Tony and Linda Cole on the line. Tony and Linda were living an American dream. They're a very successful national training consulting company. They've got a great family home, and everything was going very well. And then all of a sudden, they had a real tragedy in their lives that they are turning into a triumph. They've written a book about it called Resurrecting Anthony. This is a true story of courage and destination, and I want them to help us share this story. It's something, if you're a parent, you're a grandparent, you've got kids and grandkids out there, this is a story you need to listen to, because it's a very moving story about something called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. Look, I did not know what it is. Most of you have never heard of it. But it's something that hopefully will not affect your lives. But if it does, then you've got to find some ways to deal with it. And these very courageous folks, Linda Cole and Tony Cole, have done so. Linda and Tony, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Well, glad to have you guys on. And we've talked about this over several segments of our show. And now I've kind of given a little introduction, but you've got a healthy young son, 12 years old. He collapses on a school ground. Please pick up and tell us just exactly what happened, because most of my listeners do not know what Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome is. And tell us this very compelling story, if you will.
In 1998, our son, our 12-year-old son, had a heart attack on the junior high playground. He was airlifted to Children's Hospital. It was quite a while before the doctors knew what was going on. In fact, they asked if they could look at his locker, checking for drugs and things like that. It wasn't until later that it became apparent that it was a heart issue, and only then we found out, because his heart rate spiked again while he was in emergency, and they were able to narrow it down to an electrical issue, which is what Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome is explained as. It's an extra electrical pathway in the heart. And so his heart basically turned into a massive quivering jelly, as it was explained to us. But unfortunately, before that, we had no knowledge that he had any issue, because it would only be determined by an event, which he had never had, or an EKG and a good cardiologist.
Well, and so, and you don't think, you know, a young man like that, a child, is going to have a problem like that. So you just, you know, that's something at our age, as we get older, I do checkups and do EKGs and everything all the time. But you don't think to do that to a child, do you?
You know, you don't. And I've only known one woman who has required EKGs on her children, and she's a nurse. And it made me wonder, after of all the people that I've known, if it isn't one of those things that should be done early on. It's non-invasive, it's not real expensive, and there are a host of heart issues that could be determined early on. These kids that fall dead on a basketball court or on a football field, sometimes they are heart issues, and I would say we could stem a lot of that if we were to do early EKGs.
Yeah, Linda, I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at Louisiana State University. The main huge basketball center is called the Pete Maravich Center. Pete Maravich was the biggest star ever out of LSU, a huge NBA star, and he collapsed at 42, and he was diagnosed with this Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. I never heard of it before, and so we had that personal experience down here of a very high-profile individual down here. And you say the heart then, in the case of your son, just started rapidly beating and just went completely out of control. Is that what actually happened?
Yes, pretty much. And his issues, while he had a heart attack, it was a lack of oxygen during resuscitation that has caused his brain injury. So he has extensive brain injury because there was some sort of clog. I don't know if it was something from lunch or a blood clot or something that clogged his airway. And so he was without oxygen for approximately 7 to 10 minutes.
Mm. When it happened, you were not there. Now, this happened, you weren't there at the time that the attack happened?
No, we were in our office. We worked together. We run a company called Anthony Cole Training Group, and so we weren't there. He was at the junior high.
What did the school call 911, or you say that 7 to 10 minutes took place? How did the oxygen get back into his system, I wonder?
EMTs did arrive, and they determined that there was an issue, there was blockage, and so they cleared his airway. But unfortunately, of course, it took time. He was out on the playground, and, you know, he went down. I'm sure his buddies thought he was kidding, and a nurse and a janitor, I think, were the people who responded. And so I don't think they even knew to clear the airway.
Right.
So it was quite a while before the EMTs got there. And one of the EMTs who has remained in touch with us told us that Anthony was blue by the time he got there.
Mm. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Linda Cole, Tony Cole. Their book is written, a very compelling book, a very difficult book, I'm sure, to write, called Resurrecting Anthony, about their son and the difficult time he had after he had this attack called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. Linda, now, Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome is not a common disease. It's fairly rare, isn't it?
You know, from what I understand, it affects 2% of the population, although there are a number of other heart issues that wouldn't be determined except by an event like Anthony's. And so it's not just WPW that could send someone into the state that Anthony is in currently, which he is fully dependent. So we have seen other brain injuries due to things like long QT, and I can't explain exactly what that is to you. I just know that a young lady arrested and something similar happened. It happened in the middle of the night, and they didn't find her until the morning. And so she has brain injury, it's a bit milder than Anthony's.
Right. Now you say this happened in 1998, so Anthony today is 24 years old.
Yes, he is.
I got it right, uh-huh. And I know it's very difficult for you folks to talk about this, but you have written a book, and I think it's so important for families out there to understand the challenges when you have special needs like this. And I think, you know, this came up, but nothing as serious as your son that our sympathies and heart goes out to. But I've got a little niece that is autistic, and when I brought this up recently in a conversation, although maybe some parents weren't directly affected, they all had some relatives or all had some child that was disabled in some way, to where there are special challenges that one has to take on, which we all willingly do. And you folks have made such a commitment, not only in caring for your son, but in writing this book. And it must have been difficult, Tony, wasn't it, to write a book like this, to sit down and put all this down in writing?
Yeah, the whole process had its moments, that's for sure. I guess we started to write a book 3 or 4 years ago, and this is what evolved. This was not the original intent. We thought that we needed to write a book for our business purposes and things like this, and we wanted to, and in the work that I do, going into organizations and helping them overcome what they perceive are challenges. Occasionally, I would weave in a story about what we've gone through, and so we thought there might be a match there, and then we found out that, well, the best thing to do is just go and write this story. So the business, even though there's great business applications in there, we ended up writing this story. And as I've explained to people, Jim, is that Linda and I lived the story together. We certainly worked very closely putting this book together. But I'd be missing the point here if I didn't tell the audience that Linda crafted a wonderful story. You know, she took what we lived through and put it together, and oftentimes I would walk into her office space where she was working and just find her sobbing, and there are times we would both be sitting there sobbing, just kind of reliving this whole event. But as I think a lot of authors do who write a memoir like this, once you get through it, I think a couple things happen. One is there's a feeling of, wow, I'm glad I got that out. But I got to tell you that, as you've already mentioned, talking about the story, even today, there are things that certain questions come up or certain stories come up, and you just can't help it.
And, Tony, I don't want to cut you off. I've got to take a little break. I want to come back and tell our listeners,
sure,
we're talking up to Linda Cole, Tony Cole, their very gripping book, Resurrecting Anthony. It's available right now. We'll come back after this break and talk some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hey, guys, if you're ready to drop a few pounds, get fitter, leaner, and stronger, forget the diet. Dieting is kryptonite to a man's soul. Dieting is about less. Less food, less energy, less you. You don't want less. You want more. More time, more energy, more freedom. You want full strength. Hi, Sean Phillips here, creator of the Full Strength Premium Nutrition Shake for Men. For the past 20 years, I've helped the Hollywood A-list, pro athletes, and busy people from all walks of life look great, feel great, and perform great. And I'm here to tell you, men need more nutrition, not less food. Full Strength is more. It's the delicious daily total nutrition shake that reboots your body for more energy and vitality fast. Visit fullstrength.com and turn your body back on high with a 14-day Full Strength Challenge. It's 100% guaranteed results that you can see and feel. That's fullstrength.com, university-tested, clinically proven nutrition for your best life. And for the first 20 guys to visit fullstrength.com, I'll pick up the shipping. That's fullstrength.com.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorld.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking during this segment about a very compelling book. It's called Resurrecting Anthony, A True Story of Courage and Destination. It's by Linda Cole and Tony Cole. They're here with me right now on the program. And it's about their young son, Anthony, who collapsed on the playground, told his friends, "I have no pulse." It takes a paramedic 13 tries to shock Anthony back to life, only to discover that the healthy athletic boy has had a heart attack caused by a rare abnormal electrical pathway in his heart. The terrible problem is called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, and Anthony had this happen 12 years ago, and his parents are gracious enough to come on the show and talk about their book here today. Let me tell you about the book, by the way. I'll have it all up on our sites tomorrow. You can go to Amazon.com. Again, the book is called Resurrecting Anthony. Tony, can I ask you this? Very gripping statement that brought tears to my eyes, quite frankly, when you said that, "I realize I must let go of my first Anthony in order to accept and love this new and different one." Tell our listeners just what you meant by that.
My challenge was this, Jim, is that is, you know, I come from a coaching background. I come from a farming background, and my dad taught me that when all this fails, hard work works. And for an extended period of time, and trying to work with Anthony, and because we were heavily involved in rehab, I continued to approach my relationship with him strictly on let's get better. There's a point in the book that I'm sure you read where we're trying to get him to take some steps, and he'd been doing that with therapists and things, but this one day nothing was happening. Without going into all the details, it was a harsh, ugly moment. Any observer would think I was just a fool. When I finished my tirade, he just looks at me and starts to cry and asks me why I hate him. So that's the tipping point where Lynn and I now have a discussion that she makes me realize that he's not coming back. This is a new son that you have, and you better get your head around that, or this is just going to get worse. Mm. So I wish I could say, Jim, that it was some epiphany that I had, some moment of brilliance but no, it caused all of us to get to the abyss. and then walk to the other side and realize that I was the problem and I needed to change.
No doubt about it. It took great, you know, it takes great courage to publicly lay all this out to where, you know, thousands and thousands of people hear this story. What was the catalyst to say, look, we've just got to put this down in writing. We've got to write a book about this. Was it a personal, just to kind of get it out of your system for your own therapy? Was it a question of wanting to communicate the terrible tragedy that you folks experienced to let others understand? Or was it a combination of those things?
You know, Jim, It was going to be a business book, and we were told we could not do a business book that included everything we were trying to do in it, the thought being that we could follow Tony through sales training and business takeaways while he's dealing with personal issues. And what happened along the way is the story came to such a point that the editors said, you can't do all this in one book. And everybody wanted to read about the Anthony story, and particularly Tony's struggles with Anthony. And this is specific to a father who goes through this awful transition of trying to figure out how to deal with a new son and a new family. And so it happened gradually. It was born somewhere in the midst of us trying to get a business book out. But in the end, of course, the hope is that other people, other families will read this and take strength from it and learn from our mistakes and maybe from some of the things that we did right, how to stay together through awful times. And we all have them, as you pointed out.
Well, no doubt about it. And now the book is just recently come out, but what kind of reception are you getting? Are you hearing from other families who just didn't know how to grasp their situation? What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
Well, it's we haven't heard a lot of that yet. But what we are hearing, and maybe Linda is more tuned in than I am, but it's interesting is that over the 12 years, when this first happened, I had to miss work and not see clients, and then when we got back engaged, that they would ask what happened, and we'd tell them. And what's happening is some of those folks now are reading the book, and we get tons of emails saying, I read the book, I can't stop crying. I read the book. I can't believe I had no idea what this was like. A great, great friend of mine out in Seattle, we had dinner together. He leans across the table in this busy restaurant, says, Tony, I read the book. You need to know it changed my life. You know, and so that's what we are hearing so far. And Jim, if I could just take a minute, you asked about what precipitated this book is. We're in a hospital the first night, and Anthony's going to a second episode, and I leave the room, and I'm sitting in a secretarial chair, and I'm kind of leaning over the back, and I never asked God why. I always felt that was not a very good question, but I did ask what next. And for me, I've always felt that my children were destined to have great, wonderful, fulfilling lives. And Linda and I determined early on that this heart attack was not going to prohibit that from happening, and so I'm convinced that our calling, our greater purpose, is to tell this story, provide Anthony a wonderful, thrilling life to meet thousands of people and help families stay together, help dads be better dads, help them understand that the wife that they married is probably the best person or brightest person in the world. And so that's why the book, that's why people need to read it.
Let me ask you this. How many of the kids do you guys have?
We have a daughter who is a sophomore at the University of Dayton also.
Right, good. So well, how has she been affected? How has she dealt with her brother, and how has she been affected, do you think?
You know, that's a good question. She's a wonderful kid, and she does well in school, and she's pretty stable. I think we were blessed in that we had a lot of nursing who came into the picture, nurses that became probably the sibling that she lost in Anthony early on. So when Anthony got sick at 12, Alex was only 7. And so these people came into our lives and they were here every day. We had nursing for 9 hours a day. And so she became very close to them and they did a wonderful job helping us raise her, I think. And so with their help and my sister's help, we've been blessed to have Alex turn out to be a wonderful adult.
Talking to Linda Cole, Tony Cole, their very moving, gripping book, Resurrecting Anthony, the story of the courage and determination they've had in dealing with a very difficult tragedy of their son. Now, tell us about Anthony today. Can you guys tell us He's had a lot of therapy, apparently, that he does communicate. What is his status today after these 12 years?
This is the best part of the story, really. It's Jim. He's a wonderful young man. And with all those limitations and all the things that he can't do, the one thing he has control over is his attitude every day. And if you ask him how he's doing, he'll say, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I'm grand. But as I tell people when he's feeling European, he will say, Bundavar. He doesn't have executive skills. In other words, he can't plan for tomorrow. He doesn't remember yesterday. So he lives in this moment. And he's got a great sense of humor. He would be engaged in this conversation. I mean, he understands everything that we're talking about today. He just won't be able to remember an hour from now. And one of the interesting things about him is he loves music. And with all his shortcomings in his memory, he's got an unbelievable capacity to remember lyrics of songs. And though he can't sing a lick, I mean, he's terrible. Every once a month, he goes to karaoke and he sings up the storm.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, is he? He's not bedridden. Is he up and about? Can he walk? And
you know, he can't walk. He is fully dependent, and so you know, it's hard to get a clear picture. Anthony his attitude is great, as Tony said, but he is fully dependent on us for everything. But he has gained the ability to speak, and he did not have that for the first 20 months, almost 2 years. He didn't speak, and that was this is a huge thing for us. And he's 6'2" and 155 pounds, so he's no little task, but he can bear weight if we stand him up so we can transfer him into bed. But he's basically between a bed and a wheelchair.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, so commendable of you folks to make this public, to lay your emotions out as you have, and I hope it's an inspiration to thousands of others. The book is Resurrecting Anthony, True Story of Courage and Destination. Linda Cole, Tony Gold have been my guests. You can get the book on Amazon.com. Tomorrow morning, you can go to my website, jimbrownusa.com. We'll have the cover of the book up there and have a link. You can order the book also. I'd urge you folks to read it because it'll touch your lives like it touched mine and it's touched so many other folks. Linda and Tony, good luck to you. God bless you. Thanks for spending some time on the show today.
Bless you too, Jim. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
What a moving story, folks. I tell you what, I wiped tears away from my eyes when I read this book, Resurrecting Anthony. I'd urge you to read it also. Coming back with Tippi Hedren, the star of The Birds, that great Alfred Hitchcock movie. She'll be my guest for another 30 minutes. Stay tuned.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.